Good afternoon, this is Cameron King.
And Gillian Lambie.
Currently sitting in Glasgow Green and reflecting what we were doing a year ago. Do you want to just elaborate on that, Gillian?
Well, 1 year ago, I was also in Glasgow, but I was in the West End and not the city centre. And we were on Citizen Relay, so a year ago, what time is it now? 20 to 1?
Aye.
A year ago at 20 to 1, I think I was outside Kelvin Grove Museum with Elaine and Sean from Citizen Relay, reporting on the torch coming through. I can't remember exactly what time the torch passed Kelvin Grove Museum.
Probably around 5.
Yeah, so we were
o'clock, yeah.
We were finding people's views, who were going to be hanging around to wait for the torch, how much people knew about it, and what was all there in place. I was like, what's a bunting?
Sort of weird for me, because a year ago, me and some colleagues from Cam Glen Radio did our first outside broadcast in the Aspire building, which sort of overlooks the main street in Rutherglen. And a year on, I was there this morning having meetings because that's our new home. So it's sort of weird how everything's beginning to sort of slot in place. And maybe even things that happened last year that you didn't even think about. Like a year on, I'm still with Gillian, sad face. But yeah, so Citizen Relay was all about using sort of mobile devices to document the torch relay and sort of capture an alternative narrative towards the stories around the Olympic torch. So, Gillian, what sort of practices has it sort of taught you from the whole thing? Because, you know, this sort of stuff hadn't been done before, and obviously you're a journalism student at Glasgow Cali. Boo! And so, yeah, what did you learn from it? And what have you taken from it that you sort of include in, you know, the work that you do now as a student and other projects you're doing on the side?
Well, a small example right now is we're using Audioboo. A year ago, I didn't even know Audioboo existed, and I didn't use it. So, I don't know, tools like that are quite handy to take away from it. I don't know, the whole different outlook on journalism, I suppose, and it's maybe questioned a lot what we get taught in uni as well, so I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but no, I don't know, it's changed everything, I suppose.
Yeah. So yeah, looking on from Citizen Relay, there's tons of things that I've included, such as, yeah, like using Audioboo, just to do interviews with people. Like, I was in Berlin recently, I met up with a guy from Berlin FM. He didn't have a clue what Audioboo was, so I interviewed him on the street using my smartphone, uploaded it on Wi-Fi, and, you know, it does the job. And it's very clear as well. This is starting to sound like an ad for Audioboo.
Yeah.
It's bad times. But yeah, there's been other practices that we learned, like, I don't know, good use of Twitter, and yeah, sort of how Twitter can be used as a informative tool to keep up with events. So using the hashtag Citizen Relay, that was quite important, because there were some places on the bus that, you know, we couldn't get to, but we did leave cards there, sort of business cards detailing how people could share content and materials, and then, you know, we'd get them via email, or people just included the hashtag. So, for example, when the torch went up to one of the islands, I remember myself and David McGill, we were sort of sifting through the content that we'd received from the islands, which is really good. And, you know, it's been... It just shows you what can be done. So this morning I had a meeting about some of the stuff we at Cam Glen Radio hope to do towards the Commonwealth Games. We're going on FM full time next year. So it's going to be a really, really exciting process for us, and an exciting process for me as well. So I think that's everything. I don't know. You can still see the content from Citizen Relay, by the way. You can go to citizenrelay.net, and you can see all the sort of content that's been aggregated and all that kind of stuff from last year. And so, yeah, that's it. We're all excited for the Commonwealth Games to see what we can do. Whether that's a similar project to this, I don't know. You just need to keep your eyes on Twitter, I suppose.
So, Cameron, what's the best thing that's happened to you in the past year then?
Failing my uni degree. I'm kidding. Probably meeting you, Gillian. Maybe that. I don't know. Meeting loads of brilliant people, not just yourself, but like on the bus. It's like meeting people that are sort of like-minded and people that understand how you can use new media to sort of document these events and upload them straight away. So, which is really promising, because at first, you know, no one knew if this project would be a success or not. But yeah, it's been good. What about you? Highlights from Citizen Relay or the past year?
Highlights from the past year. Well, I suppose meeting you is one of them too. But I don't know, yeah, everything I learned from Citizen Relay is going to help me in my degree and help me in my networking skills and marketing skills, and I don't know, I think it's made me a better person, and hopefully it'll make me a better person in the future and get a better job.
Yeah. So I think that's it. I know that David and Jen have been sort of doing all the whole academic thing and research outputs and stuff like that from the project, which is really good. So you can find out more about that by, again, just looking up the hashtag on Twitter. Hashtag Citizen Relay. Goodbye.
Goodbye.